This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael. And you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Hey, happy Saturday, or Sunday, whenever you're listening to the program, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever you're listening to the program. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can always send me a text message. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. 33103, that's the number. Type in the word Mike or Michael and tell me anything or ask me anything. I want to talk about Donald Trump for a moment. But before I talk about Donald Trump, and I want to talk about Donald Trump in the context of this. As I've said a bazillion times, Donald Trump was not my first choice. But now that Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee, I'm all in. I'm all in. And I would encourage anyone who has any doubts about Donald Trump, which I know many people do, that they ought to be all in. Because look at the alternative. Look at the country right now. Look at everything. And, of course, as we now understand, it is democracy is on the ballot. So let's go back for a couple of weekends. Let's go back to, the end of March. Let's start with the end of March. I think that would be a good place to start. This is Joe Biden at a New York City fundraiser. This is the fundraiser where you have Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Stephen Colbert was the host. And it was all the muckety-mucks, all the elites gathered, I forget whether it was Madison Square Garden or where, but there's some place in New York, Radio City Music Hall, I don't know, I don't care. And he said this.
I think our democracy is at stake. Not a joke. I think democracy is really a...
It's not a joke. Anytime the President of the United States says it's not a joke, you know it really is a joke, but not a joke.
I think our democracy is at stake. Not a joke. I think democracy is really at stake. Look, I wasn't going to run in 2020 because I just lost my son, Beau, a little earlier. And so I watched what happened down in Virginia when those folks came out of the fields carrying torches and Nazi flags.
Oh, yeah. You know, remember that? And Donald Trump made that mistake of pointing out that there were really some fine people on both sides, which there were. There were a-holes on both sides, and there were fine people on both sides. Now let's go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Because, again, this is the president talking about democracy in terms of how important the press is to the survival of the republic.
Always. On the third anniversary of January 6th, I went to Valley Forge.
Why, he's George Washington. He went to Valley Forge. He went to Valley Forge after January 6th. You know what would have been better? After January 6th, I went to Gettysburg. Because I'm Abraham Lincoln. I'm going to save the Republic. This guy's a buffoon. He truly is. He's like, you know, the old guy in the nursing home that's got a bunch of lies to tell you because his memory's so bad that, he, you know, maybe one day, because, you know, he drove an 18-wheeler. He grew up in a really poor part of Scranton, and, you know, he would go to the Catholic Mass in the morning, and then he'd go to the all-black church. This guy just he can't help himself. He's like that old grandfather that's in the nursing home that you love to death, but you recognize that, well, he's just not all there, and that's the natural part of aging.
I said the most urgent question of our time is whether democracy is still the sacred cause of America.
You know, I kind of have that same question, but for an entirely different reason.
That is the question the American people must answer this year. And you, the free press, play a critical role in making sure the American people have the information they need to make an informed decision. The defeated former president has made no secret of his attack on our democracy. He said he wants to be a dictator on day one, and so much more. He tells supporters he is their revenge and retribution. When in God's name have you ever heard of another president say something like that? And he promised a bloodbath when he loses again. We have to take this seriously. 8 years ago, he could have written off as just Trump talk, but no longer, not after January 6th. I'm sincerely not asking of you to take sides.
I'm sorry. I thought they had a comedian that was going to do the jokes. But now here's the president doing the jokes. I'm not asking any of you to take sides. As he speaks to the assembled elite cabal, the Hollywood elites, all the media elites, all sitting there in rapture listening to him.
But asking to rise up to the seriousness of the moment, move past the horse race numbers and the gotcha moments and the distractions.
In other words, don't pay any attention to my gaffes. Don't pay attention to my memory lapses. Don't pay any attention to that. Pay attention to the guy over there, because he's a threat to democracy.
Sideshows have come to dominate and sensationalize our politics. And focus on what's actually at stake. I think in your hearts you know it was at stake. The stakes couldn't be higher. Every single one of us has a role to play, a serious role to play, making sure democracy endures, American democracy. I am more of my role, but with all due respect, so do you. In the age of disinformation, credible information that people can trust is more important than ever. And that makes you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, makes you more important than ever. So tonight, I'd like to make a toast. To a free press, to an informed citizenry, to an America where freedom and democracy endure, God bless America.
Yay, God bless America. Like a lot of people who have really struggled to understand the reasons for the hatred of Donald Trump that you've just heard, all of the elites that run the country, I think I've got a couple of answers. As I've read different stories that have addressed this issue, I think there are two things. The first is aesthetics. Trump doesn't look like, act like, he doesn't talk like a typical politician. People make fun of his hairdo. He's got that fake tan. And people make fun of his clothes. They make fun of the fact that he likes McDonald's. He consorts with people who organize fights and other riffraff. You know, that World Wrestling Federation, all those people. Well, wait a minute. Ronald Reagan was a movie actor. And that was something for which he was pilloried by the New Yorker and the New York Times in the run-up to and all through his presidency. Wait a minute. Donald Trump hosted a stupid reality TV show, which apparently was even worse. And I think maybe the second and probably more important reason for the just the utter hatred of Donald Trump among these elites is what is sometimes called his populism, which is perhaps more accurately described as his deep challenge of the entrenched interest of the status quo. He is the bull in the china closet. How does that manifest itself? How? Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. How do these two things, the aesthetics and the bull in the china closet, how do those manifest themselves in Donald Trump?
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson.
Fade
Hey, welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Remember, you can text me anytime you're listening to the program. You can text me anytime. You don't have to be listening to the program. The number's 33103. Start the text out with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. So, you know, I have said, not just on this program, but on my weekday program too, that part of the reason that the elites hate Donald Trump, fear Donald Trump, actually, is that he really does represent sort of an existential threat to all of the denizens and the institutions that actually occupy the swamp. The administrative state, the deep state, whatever you want to call the bureaucracy that controls almost virtually every aspect of our lives. And notwithstanding, I mean, he did have some achievements in his first term. But let's be objective. Trump was unable to do very much in terms of draining the swamp, as he kept promising people over and over. But there's no doubt in my mind that he wanted to do it. But he hit the same reality that I hit when I went to Washington, D.C. in January of 2001 after the election of George W. Bush, my old boss. And that was, that administrative state is deeply entrenched because of politics and the modern civil service system. And I think it's clear that if Trump's to be reelected and does take office, I think he might be a little more effective this time in destroying that self-engorging beast called Washington, D.C., or just Washington. All of which is to say, I think part of the reason that Trump is so cordially disliked by the clerks that govern us is that he threatens their perks and he threatens their perches. If he were able to actually affect his agenda, they wouldn't be in a position to govern or harass us. We might actually be free. Democracy, as they like to call it, a republic, which it actually is, might actually turn back into a republic. It might actually mean that we, the people, do have the ability to sway the way that we are governed. You know, I don't mind being governed. Let's make it clear that I understand that whether we're a country of a million people or 340 million people, we need some sort of social compact by which we govern ourselves. And the founding fathers found the most unique way in the history of mankind for self-governance, and that was the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. All of which has been virtually eviscerated over the past 200 plus years. Through progressive Marxist Democrat policies, but I repeat myself, through all of those things, they've virtually destroyed that. And I can tell you from personal experience that those entrenched inside I-495 are truly entrenched. And when I talk about they don't care about you, they really don't. First and foremost, and this is reality. I don't even necessarily mean this as a criticism. It's a reality. And that is, first and foremost in their mind, is the retention and retaining power. Because without power, they can't do anything. It's just, why do you want to retain power? That's the question you need to ask every single individual that is running for public office. Why do you want this power? Because it is power. The ability at a local level to pass municipal ordinances that govern your daily life, that's power. All the way up to the President of the United States of America. Why do presidents want power? You need to ask them that question. Nobody ever asked that question. But what we're being told is that Donald Trump wants power because he wants to destroy democracy. You ever heard the term projection? I think that everything you heard Joe Biden say to the assembled elitists at the White House Correspondents' Dinner was pure projection. And he was asking those elitist members of the cabal, all of those yahoos from Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, from Hollywood, from the networks, all of them, including even those business elites that love to attend that dinner. They're all there because they're all members of that cabal. And that cabal has got to be disrupted. And the disruptor is Donald Trump. I know he's boorish. I know he's funny the way he dresses with those long ties all the way down. It's like they're trying to cover up his penis or something. I don't know. Maybe he is trying to hide it because it's gotten him in trouble before. I don't know. And how dare I criticize him for liking McDonald's cheeseburgers? When you give me a good cheeseburger, I'll drool over it any time. So I think their dislike of him is instinctual because he's a threat to them. So when you think about it from that perspective, you understand that Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, really is an expression of their instinct for self-preservation. And I think that would help to explain kind of the comedic side of the panic among all of those denizens when they contemplate the return of Trump. It truly is comical. Go back and listen. Think about what you just heard Joe Biden talk about. This threat to democracy, January 6th. That, you know, oh my gosh, the Republic almost died on January 6th. You know, when you think about January 6th in those terms, if the Republic almost died on that day, Jiminy Christmas, if that's all it takes to upend Washington, D.C., huh, man, what if we really had some real weapons? What if we really did go after and start a revolution? That's all you need? A guy in a Viking outfit? Really? That's all it takes? You have to understand that January 6th, seen from my perspective, was a riot. It was a riot. I've seen riots before. I've been up close and personal with riots, not by choosing, but I've been up and close and personal to them. And if that was a riot, yes, I understand it scared the feces out of those people because somebody entered their inner sanctum. And having been in all those inner sanctums, they walk among them as aliens, alien to the rest of us. You know, I talked about Donald Trump's dress. There really is a dress code inside the Beltway. There really is. Well, you know, there's an exception, and that would be John Fetterman, I suppose. But, yeah, you've got to have, you know, a blue pinstripe suit. You got to have French cuffs. You need a Ferragamo tie. I got a closet full of Ferragamo ties. I've got cufflinks out the wazoo that I haven't worn in decades. That was the uniform. And you were expected to conform to that uniform. So Trump, in his manners, his dress, his eating habits, everything, is an anathema to these people. He wants revenge and retribution. Remember him saying that? Biden saying that?
Here, the verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. I was just scanning through text messages, great text messages today. Here's Biden talking to a radio host at some event. I have no clue what it was. But this is back in January. So this is about 5 months ago.
And it's not just that. Think about this. The idea that you can be told that you can't read certain books. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. These guys are afraid of the truth. The speech I made at Valley Forge was about how democracy was at risk. I just spoke at an MA church here in town, and the whole point of my sermon was that our freedom is at stake. I mean, literally, our freedom is at stake when you were told things that are just absolutely bizarre by a president and a MAGA Republican far right. By the way, the idea, did you think you were the reason, the cause for the pain of people not making enough money in certain places? I mean, think of the things he's saying. Think of things they're doing.
Okay. Let's think about some of the things that you're saying, Mr. President. I've talked a lot about what psychologists call projection. Projection is where you attribute to other people the attitudes or behaviors that you entertain or engage in yourself. Now, I don't know, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, but for reasons that are pretty obscure, the comedic aspect of this scenario never seems to break in upon those under the spell of Trump derangement syndrome. They never seem to ask, as you might think they might, given the hypocrisy of their behavior, hey, are we the bad guys here? No, they just float along in self-admiring oblivion. Think about that toast that he gave at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where he said, to a free press, to an informed citizenry, to an America where the freedom and democracy endure. And then all those people in the audience, they all applauded. But someone like me, someone who has been there, literally at that dinner, that's like giving me that virus I had last week all over again. Gives me a really sore throat, makes me hurt. It's, you know, success can be just as provocative as failure if you're powerful. It's human nature to hate him whom you have done wrong by. I wonder whether that penetrating observation offers another explanatory piece in the puzzle of all this anti-Trump hatred. The establishment, the Uniparty, has made a scapegoat of Donald Trump. Something I understand a little bit about. They've singled him out for mistreatment, pseudo-legal harassment in ways both novel and extreme. Is it not human nature to hate somebody whom you have so conspicuously harmed? I think that it is. One of the refrains that you keep hearing about regarding Donald Trump revolves around this threat to democracy, to our democracy. It's always their democracy. How about our democracy? And by the way, quit using the term democracy. This is a personal bugaboo of mine. But we don't live in a democracy. Democracies always fail. Maybe that is an appropriate term for them to be using. But it's not what we are. We're supposedly a republic where we have a representative form of government, where you and I don't vote on every little single thing. Can you imagine having a national referendum on every single thing that always came up? I mean, we'd be bouncing back and forth, yes and no. It would be absolute chaos, which is what democracies eventually descend into, is utter chaos. I look around and what do I see? Chaos. Well, Joe Biden keeps mentioning, not just in the White House Correspondents' Dinner comments, but in all these comments about how everything's a threat to democracy. You know, when you think about if you reflect on the destruction the Romans had that they wrought in Britain, it really is to plunder, murder, and steal. They misname empire where they make a desert. They call it peace. Now, if you substitute the word democracy, or perhaps our democracy, for peace, that really is chilling pertinence. And it really is projection. I don't know whether Donald Trump can win on November 5 or not. If you look at the poll numbers and you look at the trend lines, he's on that path. And then if you look at what's going on in the streets around us, we're seeing a replay of 1968. Absolutely a replay of 1968. And I think the Democrats know that. And when you look at how that came to be, the chaos that we see on the streets, it gives you a little insight into how the cabal, how the elites have really taken control of so many of the fundamental aspects of this republic that to reverse those effects is going to take a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of effort. And some of that can be sped up by a disruptor. You know, it's interesting that we always celebrate disruptors. We may not like the fact that a disruptor comes in and changes something technological. You know, I was just reading the earnings report on Apple Corporation, for example, of which I'm a shareholder. And one of the things about that has made Apple so successful is that it has brought products to the marketplace that were disrupting. Think about the iPod, just the iPod itself, not the iPhone, the iPod, and how disruptive that was. That suddenly you could have tens of thousands of songs downloaded onto a little device that you could put in your pocket and walk around and listen to any song at any time. Totally disruptive. And then the iPhone. I find it funny we still call it an iPhone because it's really just another, it's just a computer in which we can do everything on this little device that I'm holding in the palm of my hand. Other people, other products that were displaced by those products may not like the disruptors, but as consumers, we like that disruption. We like the fact that something new and shiny that actually changes the way we do business or that we do our lives. Now, you may argue that not all of it's good, and I don't think it's all always good, but you certainly have to recognize that it's disruptive. And so if we recognize and we honor that disruption as we would with Apple. I use Apple as an example because, you know, I look at what my Apple stock has done, and I'm like, holy crap. Really do wish I had bought it in 1995, but I didn't. It's always easy to look behind. But when you look now, you think, oh, yeah, that stock is what it is valued at today because they were disruptors. So we honor and recognize and revere disruption over here in the technology world. But in our political world, we're like, oh, no, 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 we don't like it. And in fact, even some conservatives, even some Republicans don't like it. And when Republicans themselves don't like it, you have to ask yourself why. Why is it that some people are so derisive toward Donald Trump? You have to ask yourself, why is that? And I maintain it's because he's a disruptor. And that's going to upend the way they do business. Well, how can we honor and revere that outside the political realm, but within the political realm, we find it very offensive, we find it scary, we find it awful? Well, look around you right now. Look at what's going on. Inflation, you've got what's happening in the Middle East, you have what's happening in the Taiwan Straits, you have this president saying to India and Japan, two of our strongest allies, that they're xenophobic because they don't just allow their cultures and their societies to be overrun by illegal aliens that just want to move into their countries, and they don't freely allow that to happen because they want to preserve their culture, they want to preserve their way of life, and this president calls them xenophobic? Well, look at what it's doing to our culture. Look at what it's doing to our country. A disruptor is what we need. A disruptor is what our politics needs at this time. Now, you can argue Trump's the one, somebody else is the one, but I'll tell you who it's not. It's not the current occupant of the White House. The current occupant of the White House that took him 2 or 3 weeks after the violence and the anti-Semitism that was spreading all over the country to finally come out, and in less than 3.5 minutes, not really condemn them, but just say that's not how we exercise free speech. We've got to, and we can, do better than that. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps, or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over 1 million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Legacy Box is offering a 60% discount. Order yours today and take advantage of our best Mother's Day sale ever. Visit legacybox.com/audio and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/audio for 60% off. Legacybox.com/audio.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
As I always do before we end the program, I want to thank everybody who tunes in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I have a favor to ask. If you like the program, let some friends know. Download the podcast. Share it with them. Remember, when you search for the podcast, you're searching for The Situation with Michael Brown. So in your podcast app, you type in The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, you click the little subscribe button, and that way you get all of 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So you get 23 hours of me, and then you can share it with your friends. Really would appreciate you doing that. And don't forget, you don't have to be listening to me. You hear something on the news, you see something on the news, you hear a good story, you can always send me a text message, day or night. I'm always reading text messages. The number's 33103. Just start the text with the word Mike or Michael. So how is this dislike of Donald Trump by the elites playing out in the real world? Well, as I tell my local audience, you got to start watching the polls. I did not pay any attention to the polls until starting January 1. And here's what you need to remember about polls. Polls are a snapshot of that day based on a particular question directed toward that question, directed toward particular demographics. And so then what you do is you take the amount, you take the accumulation of all the different polls. You can go to a website called Real Clear Politics, and you can see all the different averages that they take from all the polls. They keep track of all of these polls that are done by all these organizations, all the media polls, the university polls, the private polling, all of it. And you can watch the most important thing to watch, and that's the trend line. Here's how a campaign operates. A campaign understands that it has to climax on November 5 with the close of the polling booths at that time. Now, over time, that has shifted so that your climax has to, and I love using the word climax because it's got a sort of a double entendre here, but the climax really has to start from the moment that mail-in balloting or early balloting starts all the way through 7 p.m., for example, in Colorado, would be 7 p.m. Mountain Time on Tuesday, November 5. So it's now, rather than it's no longer a boom climax at 7 p.m. on November 5, but it's the climax that has to start occurring when that early balloting and mail-in balloting starts and then finishes on November 5. So your trend line has to start and reach its peak at whatever that early voting date is, and then continue that level of peakness all the way through November 5. Those are the trend lines you have to watch. So whenever I give you data from a poll, you have to take it as that's the snapshot. How does that fit in with the trend line? So let's go to the most recent one, because the Biden campaign, despite all of the, they keep doing the same thing over and over, and it doesn't seem to be working, which is the definition of insanity. But the thing that fascinates me about all of the polls is that Biden is struggling among key Democrat voting demographics. I'll give you an example. There's a new poll from Rasmussen. It shows that Biden is falling to just 61% among black voters. In addition to that number, only 70% of registered Democrats say they plan to cast a ballot for Biden in the general election. Now, that poll offers very little, if any, positive news for Biden. He's facing all this criticism from voters over his what can only be called a muddled stance on the Israeli war against Hamas. His muddled stance and his continued just absolute blinders on about the state of the American economy and his absolute refusal to deal with, and in fact, his continued encouragement of a border crisis. So black voters, registered Democrats, and then among Hispanic voters, Biden trails Trump 41-33%. Let's go back to black voters. In 2020, Biden won black voters by a margin of 92% to Trump's 8%. Where are we today? Remember, only 61% of black voters today say they'll vote for Joe Biden. Now, if that trend line holds true and he loses that many black voters to whomever, Bobby Kennedy Jr. or Trump or Jill Stein, wherever they go, that means that Biden cannot win. That's how powerful the black vote is, and that's how key the black vote is to the Democrat Party. This low level of support among black Americans, as suggested by this current Rasmussen poll, would all but doom his chances in November. Then add to that this number. Trump is registering 21% among black voters in the same poll. He only got 8% in 2020. Today, now again, it's a snapshot for today, but that number has almost tripled. Not quite 24%, but at 21%. The Israeli war in Gaza against Hamas, the terrorist organization, that is a problem for the Biden campaign. Muslim and Arab American voters, they've actually turned on Biden. This has become a huge problem in critical swing states like Michigan, with a large Arab American population. The new data from the Rasmussen poll aligns with all the previous polls. The trend lines are going in the wrong direction. Yep. Just keep watching the trend lines. Thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can always send me a text message. Text the word Michael to 33103. Everybody have a fantastic weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.